here for a Spotlight Athlete segment, visiting with Pleasantville senior Caleb Cook. Caleb, I know you're kind of at this tail end of wrestling season, but it's time to rewind a little bit and look at football season. You know, some exciting news that came out a little bit ago. You were selected to play in the 2024 Iowa Shrine Bowl. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, just what that honor means to you? Because, yeah, it is a big deal to be selected for that.
Yeah, it's a great honor, and I'm just really, really excited to be a part of such a great group of individuals, and it's really cool to be recognized for that.
Yeah, can you talk about how the selection came about, how you found out about it, and all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's funny because I didn't really think about it, and the school put something out on Facebook, I think, and one of my buddies congratulated me, and I had no clue what he was talking about. So then I looked on there and saw it, and Coach Dorth told me, but it definitely came as a surprise to me, so that was fun.
What's it going to be like a little bit? Kind of, is there anything you have to do to prepare for that? I mean, it's kind of a weird because it's like an exhibition summer football game, but is there anything, any steps that you have to do up until that point?
We have to do a little bit of fundraising for the Shriners, and then I think there's a dinner that you go to, but just basically you have the week of practice before the actual game, and that's all for preparation athletically.
Yeah, and, you know, for if you're looking back on your football season a little bit, and, you know, you had an incredible jump from your junior to senior year, and just in terms of stat production, can you talk about, and I've probably asked you about it before, but what are, do you feel, is some of the biggest steps that you took from your junior to senior year to improve so much and put up those eye-popping numbers?
It was just lots of time in the weight room lifting with my buddies. A lot of credit goes to them for pushing me. It's like some of the memories we have in there I'll cherish forever just because of how fun it was lifting together. And then I hadn't played running back since middle school, actually. And I've always kind of felt a little more natural there. So getting back to that and just having the summer to get used to that again helped.
You know, what was it like in games to, you know, I guess you talked about a little bit of preparation, but, you know, you played on the defensive side of the ball too, but you also worked horse on offense, you know, getting a lot of carries and scoring a lot of touchdowns and getting a lot of yards, you know. Did that put quite a bit of wear on you during games in the football season?
I mean, a little bit. There would be certain points in the game, you know, after big plays where I maybe would have gotten a little bit tired, but I was able to stay good for the most part. And there was a couple weeks of practices after tough games where we took it a little easier in practice, and I think that helped me getting ready for the game and being able to go 100% the full game. So.
Yeah, and being a multi-sport athlete here at Pleasantville, what is it like? Because I know that many people talk about getting into shape for football is a lot different than getting into shape for wrestling.
Yes.
What do you notice as kind of the big, you know, big differential between those two seasons?
I mean, football, you can do all the conditioning that you want, but it really doesn't, I mean, it'll help, but you just have to start playing games to really get into shape. So like the first couple of weeks, and especially when it's hot out too, you're kind of dogging it a little bit, but wrestling, it's practice definitely gets you more into shape. It's just different practices, and wrestling, you do have to wrestle some matches to get into shape, but you can get into shape easier through those practices. Football, you just kind of got to play the games to get into shape.
You know, as a senior here at Pleasantville, you know, you definitely, you know, you've had your time here, and you've had some great coaches along the way. You know, what would you feel is maybe some stuff that you've taken away from Coach Dorth or Coach DeForest? Like, what would you say is, you know, encouragement that they've gave you that's really helped you along the way?
They've just been with me every step of the way. You know, they always know what to say in the hard times and the good times, and then for pushing me and my teammates as well, they knew how to do that and always put us in the best position to succeed.
Yeah, you talked about teammates a little bit. You know, what is it hard as your senior year, knowing that, you know, this is the year where it's going to be some of the last time that you play with these guys that maybe you've been playing with since kindergarten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow, just because they always say you'll never play with this group of guys again with every sport, but we have a lot of memories to hold on to, and I'm good friends with a lot of the guys on the team, so they won't be going away.
You know, there's when people are in the stands on, say there's kids in the stands on Friday nights or at the wrestling meets, and, you know, they're looking up to guys like you. You're the senior at Pleasantville. They want to be like you someday. You know, what does it mean, I guess, how important is it for you to not just be a role model on the football field or the mat, but just be a role model as a person in general?
Like, I always like to think back. I was one of those kids, you know, who, and especially with my dad being a coach, I was a little more closer to the players and looked up to them a little more closer. So I always just, in everything I do, I kind of have to think about that, you know, how am I conveying myself to the kids, and just, I've always been told they're watching your every move. So being thoughtful about all my actions and how they're going to impact those kids. So.
Yeah. And, too, if you were to sit where you are right now as a senior here at Pleasantville, you know, getting ready to graduate in the spring, if you could give an advice, you know, any kind of advice to maybe an elementary school student at Pleasantville that they want to be a successful athlete here someday, what kind of advice would you give to them?
You have to be willing to put in the work that that nobody sees, you know, the lifting, the optional workouts, everything like that. You can come to every single practice and still be okay, but I mean, you really do have to put in a lot of extra work to be, you know, on that next level.
I think I've asked you about it before in a Let's Get to Know You segment in the past, but over this last, you know, maybe this last year or your career in football, do you have a favorite memory from football in your time here at Pleasantville?
You know, it always used to be my sophomore year, we played our last game on the grass field against Cardinal, and we beat them by like 1 point to get into the playoffs. That was, like, that's up there. And then the Sigourney game this past year, we played a really good game. We didn't end up winning, but like, it was fun football to be playing and to be part of.
You know, when you're a senior, obviously a lot of, you know, I don't want to say pressure, but there are some decisions that have to be made in what you want to do next year and in terms of where you want to go to college, if you want to play sports in college, you know, where you want to move to, essentially. Yeah. You want to kind of talk about some of your thought process in that and if you've made any decisions in regards to next year?
Yeah, so I'm still considering my options for that. I do want to play football. I've had a couple of coaches reach out to me for that. So I have a couple options on the table as far as where I can go. I just want to go somewhere where I can meet a lot of new people and have a good experience. Similar to this, but I do kind of want to, you know, get out and experience what the world has to offer. So
what would you say is a field that you would like to study? Like, what do you, essentially, it feels weird asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up, but what do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to study in college?
Definitely something around business, preferably it'd be ag business, just because of my agricultural background and the passion I have for the industry. Either ag business or maybe in accounting or something like that.
Yeah, Caleb, kind of before we close, and obviously, you know, talking about you being selected for the Shrine Bowl, can you just talk briefly about, you know, what it's meant for you to be a student athlete here at Pleasantville over the last, you know, 3.5, 4-ish years?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much been my life the past 3 or 4 years, and I met so many people through it, and it's provided me with so many great opportunities. It's just meant everything to me.
That was a Spotlight Athlete segment with Pleasantville senior Caleb Cook.